Excluding ill workers from a facility that produces or handles food is the most effective way to prevent food contamination as well as transmission among other employees. Food handlers with symptoms of norovirus, vomiting, and diarrhea should not be present in the area where food could be exposed. They should be excluded from direct contact with food, surfaces that come into contact with food, and food equipment. In general, food workers are typically requested to refrain from working for a period of time, such as 48 to 72 hours, after symptoms subside. Specific protocols and guidelines are recommended in the food code and may be modified by particular industries or companies, or can vary by state. Employees who return to work after symptoms subside will still be shedding virus. Thus, it is critical that returning employees practice strict hand hygiene. Employees should wash hands regularly and always do so after a visit to the restroom. Hands should be cleaned with soap, running water, and dried with disposable towels. Food should not be handled with bare hands. For some foodborne viruses, such as hepatitis A virus, there are vaccines that can be offered to food workers to prevent transmission of the disease. This is not an option for norovirus, as there are no vaccines currently available. One challenge for the creation of such a vaccine is the short-lived immunity following infection. A new infection, even with the same strain of the virus, has been known to occur within 6 months of the previous infection.